This podcast is a presentation of University of California Television. Like what you hear? Consider making a donation at uctv.tv/donate so we can continue to bring you more great programs.
Welcome, everyone, to this Carter Symposium entitled Mismatch, Human Origins and Modern Disease. Carter is a UCSD SOC organization that is led by a group of scientists, including myself, Caterina Semenderferri from anthropology at UCSD, Jerry Joyce from the Salk Institute, Rachel Mayberry from UCSD Linguistics, and Alison Mortree, professor of pediatrics and cellular molecular medicine at UCSD. The goal of anthropogeny, explaining the origins of humans, is attempting to answer these two questions. Where did we come from? How did we get here? And in the process of answering these questions, we believe we will generate important insights into urgent questions such as how do we sustainably feed 9 billion people? How do environment and care impact development? How do we maximize health and minimize disease? How do we minimize conflict in a global society? Getting at these answers will require a transdisciplinary approach, and anthropogeny relies on interactions and insights from a variety of disciplines, including the humanities, biological sciences, engineering and computing sciences, physical and chemical sciences, biomedical sciences, and social sciences. CARTA is supported by our major sponsors, Annette C. Merle-Smith in memoriam, Nisi and Ajit Varki, and an anonymous donor. We also have benefactors who continue making CARTA possible, and many, many patrons that have generously supported CARTA. I would also like to acknowledge the additional support for the symposium by Ingrid Benershke Perkins and Gordon Perkins, who kindly provided closed captioning for this symposium. Your support drives discovery of where we came from and how we got here. So we hope that you will consider supporting CARTA as well. Special thanks to the CARTA staff, Linda Nelson, Jesse Roby, and Ella Ryan, Kate Kaya from the San Diego Supercomputer Center, and UCTV, Jay Brown, Marcy Bretz, Keith Upton, and Michael Weber. I hope you realize that you can view all 50 CARTA symposia from the past, and they've had over 43 million views for free, on several platforms. And with that, it's my great pleasure to introduce today's two co-chairs, Steve Stearns, emeritus professor from Yale University, and Ruslan Mejnitov, also from Yale School of Medicine. Please.
Pascal, thank you for that kind introduction. Our symposium today is on mismatch, human origins, and modern disease. The idea that structures this symposium is that our body is a mosaic of features that really have an enormous range of evolutionary ages. Our participants are going to be exploring the most important consequences for bodies that are now responding to civilization, by which I mean agriculture, industrialization, technology, and modern medicine. Here I sketch what we looked like when those evolutionary changes occurred, and I signal a few of the consequences. The first really important feature is multicellularity. It evolved about 800 million to 1.5 billion years ago. Now, while it made possible tissues, organs, and large size, it also opened the door to cancer. The figure shows just one of several hypotheses for how it happened. The second really important development that has modern implications is the evolution of the vertebrate adaptive immune system. That happened about 450 million years ago. Now, while it protects us against rapidly evolving pathogens, it also enables inflammation and autoimmune diseases. Now, what we looked like when that happened was something between a lamprey and an early jawed fish. Here are a few of the early jawed fishes. The third thing that we're going to focus on is lactation. Now, milk evolved together with mammals about 200 million years ago. Breast milk supports infant growth and disease resistance, but when it's not used, allergies, obesity, and metabolic disorders increase. When milk evolved, we looked like the ancestors of monotremes. We don't have a good fossil, but here is a representative modern spiny echidna. Menstruation evolved about 44 million years ago in the common ancestor of the catarrhine primates. It may have evolved as a mechanism to help control the quality of offspring. And while it has that major benefit, in humans it causes significant discomfort and social issues. The photos illustrate two examples of catarrhine primates. Highly invasive placentas evolved about 15 million years ago. Now, invasive placentas were the ancestral state in mammals, so they are 200 million years old, but they became highly invasive in our lineage about 15 million years ago. While they do improve fetal nutrition and growth, the capacities of the cells that form them open the door to metastasis. When that happened, we looked something like Cebapithecus, who is actually not our direct ancestor, but the ancestor of orangutans. Bipedalism evolved about 7 million years ago. You know, it allowed us to run fast and to handle objects with our hands, but it made childbirth more difficult and it increased the risk of back and joint pain and of spine disease. When that happened, we looked something like Sahelanthropus chadensis. Four important things happened about 2 million years ago. Social parenting made possible shorter interbirth intervals and childhood, but the fatter babies were harder to deliver. We became hairless, and we evolved abundant sweat glands, which allowed us to run far and work hard in hot weather, but made us vulnerable to skin cancers. And so we evolved dark skin, but that reduced our ability to synthesize vitamin D and grow strong bones when we moved out of Africa. We adopted the hunter-gatherer lifestyle that continued to the emergence of agriculture, and became the reference lifestyle to which we now contrast the diseases of civilization. At that point, we looked like Homo habilis. So I hope you can see that many of the problems that bother us in modern life actually have ancient evolutionary origins, and that they have had different periods of time over which evolution could try to evolve solutions to some of their negative effects. And of course, none of them have had much time to evolve in reaction to civilization.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.